A Harvest Dream. Thanks for being with us, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture.
It's just been a farmer's dream, I guess, as far as the harvest went along this year.
Hardin County's Carl Forsbach is like many grain and cotton farmers across the state this year who have enjoyed better than ideal harvest conditions. Usually by now, farmers have had to work around several periods of rain, but not this year.
I kind of like to see a rain just to take a rest because we've just been working 7 days a week, and that kind of gets old after a while, so... But then again, I'd rather do that and try to fight the mud in November, so we've just been real fortunate. It just makes it a whole lot easier to get it out with these conditions.
Forsbach says he's about 80% complete with his 1,000 acres of beans, and yields are holding in the mid-40 bushel per acre range. Now, already complete with harvest for the year is Obion County producer Robert McDavid.
It's been the earliest harvest, I guess, in this area that anybody can remember. It seems to be a trend, though. It seems like all harvests are getting a little early now, and it seems like it's a trend with our bean situation. We're going more towards the threes and fours now.
McDavid says many producers made changes to their crops this year, anticipating the threat of soybean rust, which was never a factor here in Tennessee.
As far as this area, I'd say we're 85 to 90% of the producers are done. A few of the really big producers still like some, and there is some wheat beans that people are kind of holding up on. The other reason some people aren't done is they're just waiting on some contracts or whatever because storage space is a premium. They've already filled their bins and really have very little place to go with their beans right now.
And farmers have taken a hit on prices for their beans and corn ever since Hurricane Katrina came through. But harvest has been good. Statewide, over three-fourths of the soybean crop has been harvested. That's more than 2 weeks ahead of last year and also the five-year average. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow right here on the Tennessee Radio Network.